There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
How has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 56 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Jennings reputation.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. Cubs position players report tomorrow in Mesa. Chris Bryant's in camp early.
I've always said I can improve in all areas, but I think, you know, a lot of it is defense just to kind of, you know, shore it up over there at third base. But, you know, I have a lot to, you know, work on offensively. I like to, you know, I've always tried to be the best player I can possibly be, and, you know, I won't settle for anything less than that.
The Cubs did say earlier today that Bryant will work at third and in the outfield during spring. The first full workout for the team is Wednesday. The Bulls will host the Bucks tonight. They'll play without Taj Gibson or Kirk Heinrich. Michael Carter-Williams will dress but not play for Milwaukee. Tip-off at the UC is at 7. The Hawks are off today. They host the Panthers tomorrow. Scott Darling will start in net. Darling agreed to a new two-year extension with the team yesterday. It runs through the 2016 season. The Red Sox have landed infield Cuban prospect Johan Moncada. He gets a $31.5 million signing bonus. Apparently, his deal is going to be the largest international amateur deal ever. Last August, if you remember, the Red Sox signed Cuban outfielder Rusney Castillo to a six-year $72.5 million contract. Men's hoops, college style. Kentucky remains unanimous number one, the AP Top 25. Northern Iowa makes the top 10 for the first time in school history. Ohio State, Oklahoma State drop out of the poll. Virginia, Gonzaga, Duke, and Wisconsin round out the top five. The Cardinals and head coach Bruce Arians have agreed to a four-year contract, runs to the 2018 season, and also just announced that Arizona has released wide receiver Ted Ginn Jr. This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. Get to Subway and experience better for you and great-tasting grilled chicken strips on your favorite sandwich, like the sweet onion chicken teriyaki or chicken and bacon ranch melt. Subway, eat fresh. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Mueller Volkswagen of Highland Park.
Jerry Donato, on the Ballers and Bernstein Show. He's a super college football guy.
And now he's gonna talk about it. Nah.
Oh, Jerry G with BNB on 670.
What a failure I am.
402 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670, the scoreboards in Bernstein.
You see Jared Nardo on BTN, the Big Ten Network. You hear him often on these airwaves. You follow him
the
on Twitter
business.
At Jerry DiNardo. And he joins us now in the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. How you been, Jerry?
I've been great. Thank you.
Good. Enjoying the off season?
Yeah, I enjoy it. Do different things and get back into the restaurant a little bit and travel south and come back to Chicago. And
how far south are we talking about?
Bloomington, just, right?
Yeah, well, the Bloomington
well,
restaurant.
The restaurant's in Bloomington, but I spend some time in the Sunshine State this time of year.
Oh.
How's your golf game?
I don't play, but there's nice golf courses down there.
So wait, so you just sit at the pool and sip wine?
I mean, estate.
Yeah, I mean, what do you fish?
I do. I fish quite a bit and boat and exercise and do different things.
Nice. Well,
wine tasting, gumbo fest, you know, just all various
That's sweet.
A potpourri, as you would say.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
See, I would combine the wine tasting with Gumbo Fest and taste a lot of wine.
In a little while, I'm going to join you, Jerry. You're going to turn around, and I'm going to be living in the back of your house.
You're more than welcome, Terry.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to live with you because I love you.
Yeah, as long as Terry's not running the restaurant, I think you're fine.
Oh, no. No, I can't. So, I got somebody who can, but I can't.
I can't really figure this out, this ridiculous Big Ten, not technically yet a, it's almost a proposal of a proposal aimed at starting a national discussion about ineligibility for men's basketball and football, and I don't see where it makes possibly any kind of sense on any level, either in fairness to the kids or in Big Ten television programming business. I don't get it.
Well, I think the discussion is good. I think a lot of things about eligibility have to be discussed. And if this gets us to that point, you know, interestingly enough, my freshman year in college was the last year the freshmen were ineligible. Now, we had 140 scholarships. We had a freshman football coaching staff, and times were much different. It was a tremendous help for me because I was nowhere ready to play as a freshman. I do think that we have to look at how this impacts the relationship with football and basketball players as it relates to the NFL and to the NBA. I do think if this discussion gets us somewhere where it helps the eligibility for football players that declare for the draft and aren't allowed to come back, which I believe they should be able to, even declare for the draft, try out, and don't make a team, I think we should open our minds to allowing them to come back. You know, eligibility, the clock stops for eligibility for church service and for military service, and I think that needs to be revisited as it relates to professional athletics. So if that's where this is going, or some part of this, I think the discussion is good.
So you're saying you could give somebody an opportunity to be a professional player, and if it doesn't work out, they can come back and re-enroll at school and play at school?
It makes perfect sense that if I leave to try to become a professional athlete and I cannot do that, if we're in the educational business, why wouldn't we welcome those people back so we could continue the educational business? I don't get why we can't do that. There's a scholarship number and there's some logistical things that the coaches would have to figure out. But we just have spent the off season talking about student rights and lifelong scholarships and everything else. Why not open our minds to nowadays, if an athlete has an opportunity to make it in professional athletics and start his income or her income, and they don't make it, why can't they come back and play? What is wrong with that idea?
That, you know what? That's a twist, though. That's new, I hadn't heard that discussed. So let's say we've got a Joe basketball player, and he's a one-and-done, and he gets his shot, but it's, you know, somebody like Hashim Thabeet or somebody like that. Who is, you know, a top draft pick, and it doesn't pan out for whatever reason, maybe an injury, maybe something else. And then he goes and he plays in the Philippines for a year. He plays in Greece for a year, gets in a training camp, gets cut. You're saying instead of just sort of percolating along at a minor league level, if he wants to go back to college, not only can he get his degree, but he can go back and play college basketball again at whatever age.
Or football, but I don't think you could go play in Europe, and you have to lose your amateur status at some point. That's otherwise, I think it's going to be the wild, wild west. And I'm saying if my first entry into professional athletics is not successful, so maybe I signed a signing bonus, maybe I was paid while I was at camp and I was cut. What I'm saying is, why can't that person re-enroll into the university, regenerate, restart their education, and play? What's wrong with that concept?
Theoretically, probably nothing.
Nothing. I would ask you, now you coached a long time. By percentage, how many of the kids you welcome in as freshmen actually played for you, actually got on the field as freshmen? I would think, Jerry, it's not a very big percentage, or is it?
It is not, and it has to be part of the discussion. I think the metrics and the data have to be part of this discussion. Why are we making freshmen ineligible? If only 10% of them are playing as freshmen, why would we have this rule? Why would we, now we're going to have a freshman staff. They're still going to practice every day. I'm not sure they're going to spend any more time academically than they already are, because most of your academic time is spent during the week. And if you're ineligible, you're still going to be at practice. So I think this conversation is going to some unknown place. And that's why I think it's a good discussion, because let's rip up the eligibility rule book and let's start all over. You know, I'm one that believes that a football player, Jadeveon Clowney, should have been able to leave South Carolina whenever he wanted. But the NFL is preventing that, right? The NFL controls when a college football player can enter the NFL. So why are we an extension of their control? And we're letting the NFL control us by making players that leave don't make it ineligible. We should be doing just the opposite. We should be finding ways that Herschel Walker could have left after a freshman year and made millions of dollars. His time of earning is limited physically, like all athletes. Mm-hmm. Jadeveon Clowney should have been able to leave South Carolina whenever he wanted. He was ready for the NFL long before he was eligible to go in the NFL. We're just extending that by making a player ineligible who tries it and doesn't make it.
So you've got a completely outside the box look at this, and I like it, because I'm just not quite sure. There has to be something I'm missing about why the Big Ten would have this, and why they would. It clearly was leaked to the Maryland student paper, because then everybody came in and had comments about it. They're not denying it. There's something else here, and Jim Delaney is no dummy. And I'm just wondering, with the larger winds that are blowing in college sports, having to do with stipends being paid, with unionization, and with all that we know about the television money, is there any sense that this national discussion might finally be a way to change something on a larger scale? When you say the discussion is worth it, and then I hear this from you, and I'm not saying you're in on it, I'm just wondering, is there an ulterior motive to raise the discussion about the very existence of the NCAA, about how the whole mechanism works, that maybe has some goals that I'm not aware of?
Well, the motive could be, maybe we haven't done a good enough job separating education from the professional athletic world. Again, if there is a football player who can make it in the NFL after his freshman year, or even after his last year of high school,
should be able to go try it.
Why can't that person go and try to make it? And so if we're trying to reevaluate, when you're in school, you're in school. When you're in professional athletics, you're in professional athletics. They're bleeding over into one another too many times. The NFL tells young people when they can make a living, which is unusual in this country, that they're not free to make a living at any time that they want. And we further that control of the NFL by making players ineligible when they leave. So maybe that's one thing. Maybe we're going to study this whole thing and we're going to say, let's not make freshmen ineligible. Let's keep it the way it is, but let's let a freshman who can make it in the NFL go to the NFL and not be punished by waiting 3 years. And if that person goes there and doesn't make it, they can come back. I just think this is a really healthy discussion. The year of readiness makes a lot of sense, but I think the year of readiness is what most of the freshmen are already doing in college football.
To me, it strikes me as paternalistic and condescending and borderline discriminatory in basketball. When who are you to say what I'm trying to get ready for? You know, maybe I happen to be at this college because I have to be, because the NBA, where I want to go, tells me I have to pick a college. I have to go there. And, you know, I'm not a European player who has a different and much more just system, or a foreign player, that in America, in the NBA, I apparently have to do this. So don't tell me what I'm getting ready for, as opposed to all these other students around me who are here for different reasons. That's what really bothers me on a very basic level.
And I would build on that thought, because it bothers me as well, Dan, that we don't worry about the hockey player. We don't worry about the baseball player. Why can they decide when they want to go to college? Why can they decide when they want to play professional athlete? And we can use the excuse that baseball, you can be ready at a younger age in baseball, and you can be ready at a younger age at hockey. But all you need is one football player to be ready right after high school or right after freshman year. And the laws and the rules should pertain to everyone, especially the minority group, okay? So if there's only 3% that could actually play in the NFL after freshman year in college or after high school, that's who the rules should protect, not the majority of the people, because the majority of the people don't need quite as much protection because the system works fine for them. Most of them are not ready as freshmen, so the system works for them. But what about the 1% who are ready that aren't allowed to advance their careers professionally? And worse than that, the ones that think they are ready, make a mistake by going out, can't come back.
I like it.
Yeah, that's
like
a whole new way of looking at it. Yeah, see, that's why we call you. That's why you're the best football man in the business. That's exactly right. It does apply certainly more to basketball. You're certainly right about that. It applies much more to basketball because when you look at what's happened just in the last, say, 10 years, man, Jerry, these kids have all been freshmen, these top draft picks and guys that are playing right now and all that. That's what they've been. They've been a lot of damn freshmen that can play right now. A lot of them went to, oh, dare we say, Duke and Kentucky, and you see all the programs doing. And you know, at Kansas as well, you know they're a one-year player, and they're gone. So it's like we go through the whole thing, and then they leave. So I get it now.
I just found it funny that here was the quote from the Maryland president, Wallace Lowe, who says, it puts right up front the basic issue. Are we basically a quasi-professional activity or primarily an education activity? And my answer is, for these guys, for many of these revenue-generating athletes, of course you're a quasi-professional activity. Everything about what they do is quasi-professional. But to ask the question so willfully, ignorantly, as if he doesn't know the answer to that. I mean, he knows.
But
to be
that
so high-minded about, well, that to me, it smacks of condescension to say that you're supposed to be equally educating those guys who are getting ready for something completely different than most of the other people there. And it's not like you would, as somebody on Twitter pointed out, Jerry, it's not like people who are studying computer science have to wait a year before they're allowed to use computers. You know, you don't take away what they want to do for a year just because they need to assimilate better.
And I use Indiana as an example all the time, a great, great music school. There were many students in the Indiana music school that were not ordinarily admissible by grade point average and test score, much like a lot of the athletes, not ordinarily admissible. But the athletes brought a special skill to campus, and the musicians brought a special skill to campus. But those musicians could leave at any time, go to Carnegie Hall, try to make it as a professional musician, and if they don't make it, they could obviously come back and re-enroll. So you're either in school or you're out of school. We can't let these decisions bleed into one another where I'm punished for making a decision that I make a bad decision. And by bad doesn't mean evil. It just means I thought I was ready. My agent told me I was ready. I'm not ready. I want to go back. Just like the piano player at Indiana whose agent says, go to Carnegie Hall, you're going to make it, or go to one of these shows, The Voice, and try to make it, and they don't make it. He or she can go back to Indiana's music school. You're either in school or you're out of school. You're not somewhere in between where both sides are pulling at you with their own rules.
Yeah, the only thing I think we get in trouble, I love your idea in theory, as I think it's a very just and fair idea. And yeah. You were just the perfect guest for this. But I think the only problem we have is defining what constitutes. It's not so easy to determine making it or not making it. Because if you're an NFL player, if you're a high draft pick and it turns out you're really not that good, you could still be on a practice squad.
Not all that uncommon.
And you could get waived from a practice squad and another team could sign you to their practice squad. The thing is, it's not like there is just a rubber stamp determination of yay or nay, made it or didn't, a rejection slip. Very often it takes a long time to learn whether or not you have made it, and we see careers just sort of stumble along at a definitively professional but not a trajectory to anything significant that where I wish we had a much clearer understanding of what could define having made it or not made it.
Well, I think you could define it perhaps, and again, you know, the three of us don't know, but this is where the discussion may go. If you're officially a member of the roster, even if you're only a member of the roster for 1 year, you know, you invest your money well. If you want to come back to college, you do come back to college, but you no longer can play. You know, the other asinine concept is that they have to get their education. who says they have to get it 4 years in a row? A lot of people in this country, because of a financial need or family crisis, take 6 years to graduate. So we don't have to protect the football players to getting their education. If they leave under the present rules right now and don't make it in the NFL, they have the resources to come back. And if they don't have the financial resources, they have the Pell Grant, they have student loans like everybody else. But somehow America thinks that they own the college football players and the college basketball players, and yet they don't own the hockey players and they don't own the baseball players. It's very interesting how we've decided who we're going to control and who we're not going to control. So the football players are smart enough to know that if they try to make it under the present rules and they don't, they're smart enough to know they can come back to college. If they really want a degree, they can come back and get a degree. Because you leave and give up your eligibility and give up your scholarship, it's not a death sentence. You can still come back to school like most students are paying their own way, or they have loans or their family pays.
Right about that. I was in college 13 years. All right, Jerry, you enjoy your time, my friend. It sounds like a lovely thing to do, and I would love to come down there and just annoy the hell out of you at some point. You know, just share in your wonderfulness.
And you can come anytime you want, Terry, and it wouldn't be an annoyance. It would be an absolute pleasure.
Do you own your own boat?
I do.
Well, what do you think he's like? A canoe?
No, I thought he'd be one of these guys.
Jerry DiNardo.
Maybe he's chartering out his fishing trips, because some people love owning a boat, and
some people hate owning a boat.
Love the idea of owning a boat
until they get a boat,
right? And then eventually, after owning a boat, they realize they would rather not have the boat. It sounds to me like
it's true, though.
It's made you happy. But I hear all kinds of stories.
And most of those stories are true. But, you know, I'm with a group, so we're all on different, you know, we're all on each other's boats at different times. So, we spread the misery and we spread the enjoyment.
Jerry, love you, my friend. Enjoy your time off.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You know he's landing helicopters on that thing.
I'm going.
Too.
Yeah. That's what I'm
going
to do.
Not
too long. I'm going. I'm going to go, and I'm going to get in his boat, and I'm going to lay there naked, and boy, I'm going to take in the sunshine, the music, the dancing, the whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be like the Tommy Lee, Pamela Anderson video.
Yep. Well, I don't know about that. But,
Boers.
Yeah, I don't know if we can do that. But we can, you know, it's okay. It's okay. It'll be fine. First of all, I don't want her in the boat. That's too tinky. But yeah, I would, you know.
Well, you're in a nice case of hepatitis C, yeah, by the time you get done with
it. Hepatitis C.
Sure.
Give you the clamp. yeah, that's right. I'd love to go down there. Let me go down there tomorrow. You do this.
All right, you guys see you there as a helmsman just standing there. You got your captain's hat on. Like the captain in Tennille. There's Terry fully decked out. Got the epaulets on, the gold brocade. Okay,
so I have the captain's hat.
He's standing there.
The captain's hat. And he even says, just to make sure, I don't forget captain.
And then just barking out orders in all sorts of seafaring language you don't even understand.
I understand. I've been friends with the seafaring people since the Vikings. Are you kidding me? I'm friends with these people. I know people. I have a network of...
But you're also naked. That's the problem. You're on the boat. You know.
Well, that's why I'm not as invited as much. Some I am, though.
Nobody knows how you got on the boat, and you're standing there naked at the helm.
I'm just on the boat. I'm not... I don't... Anyway. You got Boris and Bernstein. Leave me alone. I'm going to put my hat on and leave. Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670, The Score, and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. It's official. Money versus Manny really is happening. And I'll tell you what else is happening. You're buying Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. Now, you might try and tell me this fight is 5 years too late. They're both past their prime and there's no way you throw down for it. But that's a lie. Yes, it would have been better back in 2009 when they first started to talk about it. But it's better late than never. In fact, it might be good enough to be considered the biggest fight in that sport's history, at least in terms of pay-per-view numbers, and both these guys need it. You cannot go around every single day reminding everybody that you're the quote best ever if you dodge your biggest rival. Beating Pacquiao now may not mean as much as it would have 5 years ago, but not fighting him at all would have been a legacy killer for Mayweather. So we will be paying up, and Floyd's taking his own advice and stepping his game up. I'm Jim Rome.
cold, hard facts about the Hyundai Elantra and the Hyundai Sonata. Fact, right now you can get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Elantra. Fact, you can also get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Sonata with available blind spot detection, smart cruise control, and lane departure warning. Fact, the Hyundai Elantra was named the highest-ranked compact car in initial quality by J.D. Power in 2014. Fact, every new Hyundai is backed by America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. And fact, winter is a great time to test drive a new Hyundai because new Illinois laws mean you can lease a Sonata for just $173 a month and get a $500 competitive owner program bonus, but only at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. Registration, tax, title, and license extra. $0 security. Deposit. Call 877-232-4344 for lease details. Offer ends 2215.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at pdqpos.com. That's pdqpos.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit pdqpos.com.
Kick off the 2015 running season with the Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle, Sunday, March 29th. Register now and be a part of the world's largest 8K. A great run through the heart of Chicago. Register now at shamrockshuffle.com.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Loyalty can be hard to find these days. That's why at Advance Auto Parts, we've decided to reward your dedication with some loyalty of our own. Introducing Speed Perks, the most generous parts rewards program out there. For every $30 you spend, we'll give you $5 back on your next qualified purchase. No card to carry, no points to keep track of. And your rewards are good on everything in the store. Advance Auto Parts, let's get you back to the garage.
See store to sign up or visit speedperks.com for details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
At 4:30 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Boris Bernstein. That was a terrific. Jerry Donato was great, man. That vacation life agrees with him. He gave us stuff I'd never thought of. I'd really never looked at it from that perspective. When you look at it from that perspective, I'd have to think about it a little more. I'd have to be thinking about it a little bit more.
Yeah, my first choice would be to blow up the whole system one way or another.
Well, yeah. Just I don't
blow it all to hell and start over and figure out ways to just more fair to everybody, and everybody can still make money, and you probably can do it. So if they floated this as kind of a balloon, just
floated a balloon. That's what they did.
I mean, I don't like. I think your balloon is stupid, really, really stupid and misguided. But maybe the balloon goes somewhere where people find something they didn't expect, and that's why I like what Jerry's thinking about it. So maybe, I mean, look, Jerry talks to people. Jerry's involved with the conference. He knows people. So yeah. I don't think he would just make that up. Some of this stuff.
Hell no.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, join the Wolves for a postgame skate at Allstate Arena following Saturday night's game. Cubs position players report tomorrow in Mesa. Chris Bryant is there early doing some work.
Coming into spring training last year, I didn't really know what to expect. It was my first one. So, you know, this one, I'm definitely a little more comfortable. I got a chance to, you know, meet some guys along the way. And, you know, they took me under their wing. And, you know, I really feel, you know, comfortable here now. And, you know, I'm very looking forward to, this spring.
Which is why Chris Bryant will be on the opening day roster, I believe. First full workout for the team is Wednesday. MLB will announce its decision on tampering charges involving the Cubs and Joe Maddon before the start of the season. That's from Rob Manfred today. The Bulls will host the Bucks tonight. They'll play without Taj Gibson or Kirk Heinrich. Michael Carter-Williams will dress but not play for Milwaukee. Tip-off at the UC is at 7. The Hawks are off today. They host the Panthers tomorrow night. Scott Darling will start in net. And yesterday, the Hawks and Darling agreed to a 2-year extension that runs through the 2016 season. The Red Sox have landed infield Cuban prospect Johan Moncada, who's going to get a $31.5 million signing bonus. Now, apparently his deal will be the largest for an international amateur in the history of the game. Last August, the Red Sox signed Cuban outfielder Rosny Castillo to a 6-year, $72.5 million contract. Men's buckets, Kentucky is a unanimous number one still in the AP Top 25. Running out your top five, Virginia, Gonzaga, Duke, and Wisconsin. Cardinals and the head coach Bruce Arians have agreed to a new 4-year contract that runs through the 2018 season. Arizona today also released wide receiver Ted Ginn Jr. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Mazda, where you can save a fistful of dollars. When you really like something, you say it's a perfect 10. Well, it doesn't get much more perfect than Metra's 10-ride ticket. It's like getting 10 rides for the price of 9. It's also good for 1 year and can be shared by others. Metra makes your life 10 times easier. For fare and schedule information, visit MetroRail.com.
I love my Metro schedule and my 10-ride ticket.
Yeah, I endorse that 100%. That message is approved by me.
Yep.
Because I love Metro.
That's right.
Really is the way to fly.
I can use that money I save on that ride to get myself a drink.
You know, and I was thinking about it yesterday, actually, that when we were driving to and from Crystal Lake, and we got to go back to Crystal Lake for another hockey playoff game, isn't that the Joe Dredge line?
Joe Judge, you go through Crystal Lake,
right?
There?
Is that the one where you?
That's the one that kills people.
Well, that's the Joe Judge. Only if he's on it, though.
Yeah, Joe Judge is on the death.
So we were thinking as a team of doing like something out of the 1930s, or just all these kids from the city, everybody just climbing on the Metra and dragging our big hockey bags on there and taking it all the way out to Crystal Lake. Be easier than driving in rush hour, we thought. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a bad idea on the way back home.
Why?
And a lot of stinky little kids.
Yeah, oh, they are.
Yeah, and you're going to have a real little problem on Metra. Metra commuters are real, if something is out of the norm, not part of the regular routine, they'll let you know about it.
Sir, this is a quiet, non-smelly car.
This is a non-stinky hockey player
car. They'll
let
you know that your kids are too loud and they smell too bad.
Those little hockey players stink. No, you don't want them on your car. And you know, thank God they banned the dogs. Remember they floated the dog idea?
Dogs playing hockey?
No, they floated the dog, allowing dogs on the train.
Letting a dog on Metra?
Oh, yeah.
Come on!
About a month ago.
If it's a service dog, that's fine, but you want to bring your pet on for a ride?
Service dog, anybody bring me a beer? I don't think. No, Maddie. Any
pet.
Any pet.
I mean, there's enough problems with people bringing their bikes on Metra.
Yeah, we have a lot of those. Well, a lot of them are. Well, one of them is a bike messenger, so I guess he needs it. But the floated the dog thing, I was so surprised when it was kind of dismissed.
Is he a bike messenger or a messenger that rides a bike?
I don't. I guess he's a messenger that rides a bike. He's a weirdo. But I of course, you know, to do that.
Terry's got like his regulars in his car.
Oh, I know. Metro.
I have the same spot I sit in. I have my office in the morning.
Really? So you think 15 stinky hockey children too many?
Yeah, because Dan, if there's someone like when I'm getting on the train at night and there's someone eating dinner on the way home on the Metra and they have a stinky meal,
right?
Yeah. I immediately exit that car.
Oh.
So if you're going to put on 15 stinky kids with hockey equipment.
And himself.
And yeah, including you.
Now the 815 says that the ice arena is not walkable to and from the train station.
Hockey tips.
All right. What you should do?
What?
You're a big shooter in the business. You got lots of dough.
We should all pitch in and hire a bus.
Yeah, just call call Windy
City.
Have
a bus come and get you.
Yeah.
You're a big stroker.
You're a big shooter.
Yeah, get off the...
Matter of fact, why don't you go buy a used school bus?
Drive them yourself.
And then you could use it for your party bus for the draft this year. Save us some
money.
You
know, I am going to have to figure that out.
That's not a bad idea because I go by a place where they park the buses. There's constantly a sign there. They're looking for school bus drivers. That might be something you could consider.
Well, they have to keep firing them for being drunk.
Well, being drunk, or texting while driving or just driving off the road.
Yeah, I guess all those things get
away. Or having those medical emergencies that makes you pass out while you're driving. That's always bad.
Medical emergency that you were drunk.
Well, that could be
and texting,
too.
Right.
Well, no, anywho, I think that's what you should do is buy one. And then if you buy a school bus, you could come here on Who Needs Two Tavern Tour Days, pick up the crew, and drive everyone together.
Yeah, you could come and get me.
That'd be a fun trip.
No, it wouldn't. Yeah. You'd be lying in the back singing the whole time.
No,
that was a priceless day.
You know my new rules.
What a great day
I don't
day
go to
was.
Who Needs Two Tavern Tours unless they're in Libertyville.
That's a great rule.
It's part of my
that you know what
I don't know how you got that done.
That's also my rule.
I negotiated those. Yeah, you got to do that.
He has negotiated me right out of the picture. He's mathematical.
I am the negotiator.
Yep, that's what he did. So don't expect me. You will never see me. Not allowed.
Anywho, good chatting with you fellas. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago. With these two on it, how could it not be, right? Huh? Am I right, everybody? Huh? Out there? 670 The Score, and also online at 670thescore.com. And we are Chicago's sports station.
This segment of The Score is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. 4MATIC all-wheel drive turns wet winter weather into safer driving by improving adhesion and traction. Get outstanding handling with 4MATIC. Now available on more Mercedes-Benz models than ever, including the all-new 2015 GLA. Find yours at mbusa.com. To the phones and AJ in St. Charles on The Score.
Hey, Dan, your kids are young enough. That gear shouldn't smell too bad.
Ooh, I mean, I know it gets worse, but hockey's hockey, man. Even the 10-year-olds.
Well, hey, whatever you do, don't do the bus, because you love those hockey parents because you're stuck with them for a weekend.
Oh, we got a good group of parents.
Hey, when it comes to the whole pro-college thing, I think that's something that the NHL actually does right. a lot of these kids are drafted when they're still in junior, still in high school, and the team keeps their rights. So a kid could go play college for 1 year, two, three, all 4 years, and the NHL team keeps their rights. So a kid doesn't have to make a decision when they're 18. And I think that's something that would benefit kids at other sports too.
Yeah, it's so, but you can't really do that for football or basketball because of the changes in the body types. I mean, you don't know, you can't even begin to consider what position somebody might play if you got somebody who you're projecting to be 7 feet tall. You know, you got, they just, they don't, you can't do it. And for somebody, if you know somebody's going to be 350 pounds, you know, it's very, very hard to do because.
I see what you're saying, but I mean, like right now, if they could take, Maurice Clarett was the one, I know that was years ago and that all blew up, but when he was a freshman, they were talking that, you know, if there was an opportunity to draft freshman, he would go. And whatever the age is that the NFL decides to do, if they do after freshman year, after sophomore year, the point of it is that a kid can be drafted and continue to go to college. I think baseball, it's if you draft the kid, you keep their rights for 1 year and then you lose it. You know, baseball is another sport where if you draft that kid, let them play in college, keep their rights, and then, you know, the kid doesn't have to make that life-changing decision at such a young age.
Yeah, I like the idea of some of that. I just don't know exactly what the mechanism would be and when that draft pick would have to be made.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, it's, we thought it was a pretty easy, it's not that simple of an issue when Jerry broke it down for us. It's not that simple of an issue
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, here's the other problem too, especially with basketball, that if you got a high school player who's 6'11", and I'm an NBA team, and I draft him, I don't want him going to college.
No.
Because he's very likely going to be played out of position, playing a very different kind of game. That even when you draft somebody in baseball, sure, he can go play in college and use his aluminum bat and all that, but most of the time they would much rather have that kid in their system playing with wood
more
bats and learning their
makes
game.
More sense, yeah.
And I just think that until you've got an actual feeder system, until you've got an option there, that it shouldn't be I'm going directly to the NBA and absolutely getting my ass kicked before I'm physically ready, or going to the NFL and getting my ass kicked before I'm physically ready. That same thing is happening now in football. We've been talking about it the last couple of weeks, where if I draft a running back and I want that running back to eventually be on my NFL team, and he goes to some crappy spread offense where he's running laterally instead of learning how to see the field vertically, and it's playing what's now the college game, it's not going to help him be a better pro. You've got to have a system in place. You've got to have some ability to have these guys learning their job and not biding their time just trying to enrich a coach and a conference television network playing something that doesn't look like what they're going to be playing later. That's the difference between baseball and the NHL and all that. You can play the game that looks something like the game. And even in college hockey, you don't have those same kind of differences that you do in other sports. But geez, in basketball, no. If you got a guy 6'10", I want him eventually to be a stretch four. He's going to, some college coach say, hey, turn your back to the basket. We're dumping it into you every time. Yeah. That doesn't make him any better. Didn't help him. We're Boris and Bernstein, Matt Bowen at 5 on the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's original sports talk station. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today.
Hey, yeah. Officially, drink responsibly.
Join Northwestern basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team, as Coach Collins and the Cats host Indiana this Wednesday at 6 p.m. Limited tickets remain. Visit in.
Cold hard facts about the Hyundai Elantra and the Hyundai Sonata. Fact, right now you can get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Elantra. Fact, you can also get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Sonata with available blind spot detection, smart cruise control, and lane departure warning. Fact, the Hyundai Elantra was named the highest ranked compact car in initial quality by J.D. Power in 2014.
Fact. Every new Hyundai is backed by America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. And fact. Winter is a great time to test drive a new Hyundai. Because new Illinois laws mean you can lease a Sonata for just $173 a month and get a $500 competitive owner program bonus. But only at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. Registration, tax, title, and license extra. $0 security deposit. Call 877-232-4344 for lease details. Offer ends 2215.
Biggest new sport.
Blind spot detection, smart cruise control, and lane departure warning. Fact. The Hyundai Elantra was named the highest-ranked compact car in initial quality by J.D. Power in 2014. Fact. Every new Hyundai is backed by America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. And fact. Winter is a great time to test drive a new Hyundai. Because new Illinois laws mean you can lease for less. Now lease a Sonata for just $159 a month and get a $500 competitive owner program bonus. See your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. Registration, tax, title, and license extra. Zero security deposit. Call 877-232-4344 for lease details. These offers end.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go. Come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Jin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Oh, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Now it's time for 10 Seconds of Glory. Record your own 10 Seconds of Glory by downloading the free Audio Roadshow app for your smartphone. Today's question is...
How can you already tell that baseball will be more fun in Chicago this year?
I'm already wearing my baseball pants.
Wrigley Field will feature twice the pitching and half the rodentia.
Because a wise man once told me, it's darkest just before the sun turns back on.
I'm John Feinstein.
This has been your 10 Seconds of Glory on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, that's a bad situation. But it's been bad for a long time.
He will join us in a couple of moments there, Matt Bowen. He knows a bad situation when he sees one, and that's sort of what 10 Seconds of Glory is. But that doesn't mean we'll never stop doing it. We won't. Where's the Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, and Matt will join us and talk about the combine and just the players. And my God, watching these giant men run that fast is just frightening.
It's terrifying.
It really is. Yeah. And it's like, holy crap. You know, I never would have had the bent to do that anyway. I didn't mind when I was a kid running into people, but not that.
I'm not running into you,
not,
sir.
Not that.
Yes, if I were scouting that. The combine on a desire to run into them scale.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be very
well.
Low.
You know,
extremely low on all counts.
Yeah.
Very low desire to run into any of those.
Not a great idea, is it?
An email from Teddy who says, "Speaking of amateur unfairness, that super prospect Yoan Moncada just got $31.5 million from the Red Sox. Think about this: he's 19 years old. Had he been a U.S. prospect, he'd make a fraction of that, thanks to the financial chokehold of the stateside amateur draft. For comparison, Chris Bryant got $6.7 million. That's $24.8 million less than the jackpot Moncada just hit. There's going to be a singular global MLB draft one day, but until then, U.S. baseball prospects have a crappy deal here as well. Well, you don't have to grow up in Cuba, though. This guy's kind of getting retroactive. He doesn't have to go through most of the 19 years of his life in Cuba.
Yeah. I just like to see a car that was actually made in the 70s down there, right? But
Southside, Rashad is on the score.
What's going on, guys?
Rashad.
You know what? My yards are in a knot right now. And it's probably because every time I hear everything regarding the combine and the Bears, it's projected to take this defensive lineman or a defensive edge rusher. I know you got Matt Bowen coming up, so
yeah.
My comments are going to lead kind of into the history of what Ryan Pace has done in the past. I went back and looked at the rosters when they converted over to a 3-4 a couple years back before Ryan got down there. And they had a prominently veteran-laden defensive team when they made the switch, where they had a lot of guys under contract, sort of like we do, and they decided to go secondary first as opposed to the front seven. Now, I know, based on the combine and how everybody's hyping up these edge rushers at seven, if the only stud at safety, Landon Collins, is on the board at seven, why is that so ridiculous to do? Because you don't have anything in your secondary other than Kyle Fuller. I just want to know, am I completely off my rocker? Can I untie my rock?
You, sir, are off your rocker and off the hook.
Rashad, you know, I can't answer because I don't know how good they think that prospect is. Here's
the thing that you have to keep in mind. And you know, this is why we I didn't get confused in it, because I knew by the time the season started, the Bears weren't any better than 8-8, just watching and observing them. But if you recall those Saints teams, I don't know how long we sat here and said, if that defense would just get a little bit better, they'd win the damn Super Bowl. And you know what they did? They just got good enough to win it. Right?
That defense wasn't any good. Yeah.
It didn't work for the Bears.
No, but their defense, they had some takeaways, but they weren't a kick-your-ass defense by any stretch.
But they didn't have to be because you got the guy playing quarterback. But that's it, Rashad. It's like, you know, some teams, these ideas work for, and they seem to just, no matter what, who's doing it, you look at it and you say, oh, for the love of God, can't we get better at defense? Can't we do this the right way? It's just enough. But when the Bears tried it last year, can't we get just good at defense so people don't stomp on us for 6,600 yards?
You know what the answer was? No.
No.
And again, a resounding
failure.
No.
No.
Timmy in Willowbrook. Timmy is on the score.
Thank you for taking the call, gentlemen. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Okay, hey.
How are you? I'm shocked, actually, that I'm not calling in about Bears and draft and things of that nature, but your earlier guest, Jerry, was so refreshing, I needed to call in and make that my first call and comment on that. You know, it's funny, a couple of years ago, I was thinking of similar things, and what I don't understand with respect to, you know, all college sports and then transitioning into the professional leagues is that, you know, they give them all this money for scholarships, they award them certain, you know, privileges with respect to their academic standings and such because they're playing, you know, Jerry, I think his name was mentioned, the Indiana School of Music, which was, you know, I went to Indiana my first year. I'm aware of what he's talking about, fully true. And, you know, even though the money is with football and basketball, if you look at hockey and baseball, they have farm leagues. They have AAA. They have at least some sort of dynamic where they can kind of do what Jerry is talking about. You rarely see a football player get sent down to the minors because they don't exist, and the practice squad doesn't count.
Right.
I mean, I don't understand why these people, these students, these academic players, if you will, aren't given more of course credit for what they're going through. I mean, think about it. I have a science background. I can break down most sports into physics, math, kinesiology, coaching, recreation,
It has been brought up, the idea of majoring in your sport, of simply accepting that that is why you're there and getting course credit for doing what you do. But I don't even think you have to go that far.
Oddly enough,
they don't need course credit for it. They don't have to be affiliated students. No. If you're really doing it right, don't pretend.
Oddly enough, I also was a science major.
You weren't.
Oh,
I don't think so. I thought you were a journalism and spanking major.
Not spanking. That was not offered.
Oh, it would have been, though.
Oh, taking it. That age, yeah.
He's Boris. Oh, I'm sure. Bernstein. Up next, Matt Bowen. Football stuff. Scouting terms. Players he likes and loathes. Possibilities for the Bears. All the tantalizing things the Combine offers. That's next on The Score.
Chicago's Sports Morning Show is Mully and Henley.
Who worries you more? Is it the Blackhawks or is it the Bulls? I think the Bulls are still sorting through things. I think with the Blackhawks, we're seeing that there's a deficiency with the Blue Liners. I don't know that there's any way you're going to get better with that.
Turn them on when you get out of bed. Or get in the car. Mully and Henley. Chicago's Sports Morning Show. Turn them on at 5 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670 The Score.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactive says is better than Proactive. It's called Proactive Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactive, but Proactive Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1818.
1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just got to find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds, Wednesday, only CBS.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Baylor Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Baylor Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once. YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.